This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former co-founder and president of Strikeforce Energy and former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Ross Patterson Revolution listeners an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com. Use the promo code Nooners. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yeah, James. That was the United States ripping the hearts out of all the gymnasts around the world. Did we need her? Do we need Simone Biles? No, we didn't, because we're the best.
Right.
Exactly like I said. Who cares? There's going to be another one. Next woman up. She puts her vagina into her entire routine, Jesse. Okay?
Yep.
She went for it. Have we seen it yet? No. Because we're on a tape delay from Japan. That happened at probably 3 a.m. Okay? But tonight, I'm going to sit down as if I've never heard about it, seen it, nothing, and just get my little USA bib on and have some imitation crab. Because that's America right there, Jabes. Huh?
Right? The little Suni.
Suni.
Coming through.
Suni
as
Lee.
She's always done.
Yeah.
I know they were telling a story of her when her father got in an accident and was paralyzed in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he was like, just go. And she's like, no, I can't. Just go. She went and killed it.
Yeah, killed it.
And
then she, you know what she did? She treated the wheelchair like a pommel horse and was doing like tricks around the dad to kind of cheer him up. And like,
I will say the dad's pretty cool like that. He probably did
put some pep in his step.
Yep. He probably did go do it.
Just do it. Do your full routine and
yep.
I will judge you. Like you need to be judged because you're still an Olympic athlete and there's going to be a lot of pressure. Okay. Not saying anybody else was under pressure, but what I do know is this. When it came to the world's biggest stage, this is the darling event of the Olympics. The one girl that they really weren't talking about just brought home gold and is now the greatest gymnast in the world. That's the title you earn when you win the all-around. You're the greatest gymnast in the world. Same thing happened to Gabby Douglas
right,
a few years ago. And to my knowledge, Hot Bob, I don't think a United States gymnast female, men suck, has lost this event besides like maybe 2000?
I think we've won every one since 04.
04, yeah, yeah. So yeah. 2000 was the last time we lost, exactly like I said, Bob. Okay?
Yeah, he's just
Just because the baby didn't come
just
out.
Just confirming for you.
Just yeah. confirming.
Just because the baby didn't come out doesn't mean I need that attitude, okay?
Oh, boy.
Bob's wife was crowning yesterday. That's why Bob was gone the last couple of days. And they shoved it back in.
Still crowning.
Inspired by the Olympics, he pushed that thing right back in.
Yeah, he did.
Do you know what I mean? And he said, not today, boy.
I'm going to need that applause for Bob's baby. Yep, there it is. Man. You might have to bring Delco Dan into the delivery room for when that thing shoots out so you can hit the applause button.
Yeah, that's fine. Dan's invited.
Dan hates the baby, though.
He hates the baby. He's already in competition with the baby.
Yep.
Hammer the like button if you're watching on the YouTubes. Look, I'm all in on USA now. I'm USA'd all over my face. I was tired of hearing about the Simone Biles thing. Like, I really was. I was praying for this. I was praying for another girl on the team to just dominate and win. And then we can all move on with our lives and have a new, crown a new superstar. Pun intended, Bob. Crown. And then cherish them. You know, I don't want to keep hearing about this story every single day. The weird thing is, though, is I think the individuals are next week.
Mm-hmm.
After watching a teammate win and become the greatest gymnast in the world, all the accolades, all the press, she's trending number one on Twitter, everything else across the world right now. She's going to be set for all these sponsorships and everything else. It's going to be a dream life. For grape stuff, purple stuff, Suni Lee.
Right.
It's going to be amazing for her. Does Simone Biles now be like, yep, head's good. I think I'm going to compete next week and we'll see who the best is.
Probably. But I think that would make sense, right? She has the twisties. What are they called?
Yeah, the twisties.
The twisties.
Yeah.
So if she did have that and she just needs to sleep, figure it out, practice, then possibly. And I'm here for it. I'm fine with it. At a certain point, like I was all up in it, like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. You're letting America down. And then I was just like, you know what? Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Like, who fucking
cares? We were fine.
Fucking, but also, who fucking cares?
We care.
Really, who fucking cares?
We care. Jesse.
I know you care. Yeah. But for example, I was hearing somebody talk about it where it's like, Suni, I guess, did this crazy uneven bars performance, right? Insane flips. And then you dismount and you step one half back.
Yeah.
Ooh. You just flew through the air.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's going to cost her that one tiny step back. It's insane. And also, who cares?
I care. I know you care.
I'm sorry everybody that I care about cares. Everything. But I think that's kind of where Simone Biles is where she's like, you know what? I could break my fucking neck. This is fucking dumb. I'm out.
I agree. So if she comes back, then there's going to be a lot of questions next week of, oh, you're fine now? Everything's fine? Now that the other girl on your team is the best gymnast in the world now and you want to come back and go for the individual accolades?
I think she's taking too much heat. I don't think she can do it anymore.
I think she can only because it's just her. So when you're dealing with the team and you're going to be the one that's like messing the team up, some would argue that is the way to go. And then in the individuals, if you fuck up and you need to quit or whatever, fine.
But you're taking somebody else's spot.
Who?
No, they have alternates.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no such thing as taking a spot.
Well, no, but the alternate spot. So right now, I'm assuming that alternate or the alternates are getting ready, preparing for this, as if they're going to compete next week.
Is it?
Is Jade the one that's going to take over? One of them had COVID and is out, but whoever's going to take over, you'll be taking that person's spot, whoever it is, that alternate, right? So I don't know, man. I think that's too ballsy. I don't think she does it. Either way, dude, grape stuff, purple stuff, Suni Lee brought it home. Can't wait to watch tonight. And that's the crazy part about it, because I watched like there was a 15-second like teaser of the family celebrating the dad in the wheelchair. And I mean, it was real early and I got emotional and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Way to go, Suni Lee.
Right.
Way to go, Suni Lee.
Right.
You did it. I mean, huge family party. Like, it was rad.
Sure.
So can't wait to watch that. I'm amped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm amped about it.
No, I am
usually
too.
I'm not, where I'm like, eh, all right, we know the outcome. Why? But this whole thing.
Here's the question, though. Does it make it more exciting? And the Olympics are like this. Any game is like this, where anything can happen. If the favorite wins and dominates, is it as exciting as something crazy happening and someone that you didn't think of dominating? Like, that's what you kind of want to see in sports in general, right?
Yeah.
Some crazy thing that you didn't think could happen.
Or if you dominate in such an amazing fashion that you're just like, wow, that's the best athlete I can watch. I enjoy either or.
Yeah, yeah.
Caleb Dressel, like, we were talking about him being the superstar of the Olympics and maybe one of the best looking dudes ever.
And then they did a little expose, you know, and he's a drummer.
I know.
So I was like, I can't.
No, you can't.
You can't do a drummer.
He's crushing it right now. Yep. Won, what, two more golds last night when we were watching. Here's what makes me happy, though, is they did have a cutaway to his wife last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best looking couple I've seen in my entire life. Where I was watching that last night, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's his wife? We're all just pieces of shit, I guess.
He's just doing it.
We can't do anything about that.
They're just
better humans, yeah.
Sure,
pop up a picture of him and his wife. When you look at it, you're just like, my God, man, were you guys cast together? It was kind of like Jay Anus and Brad Pitt, where you're just like, oh, do we just cast you guys and like you're the perfect couple? Because that's crazy.
Right.
And was the same thing with that. And I was like, oh, and then they went into their story last night too. They were high school sweethearts too on top of it. Where you're just like, okay. All right. We get it.
Why would you need to have sex with anyone else?
Look at both of them.
Right. I'd choose either
you're
of
good.
Them.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to fuck the dude, like, fine, I guess. Like, let's go.
You know what you got.
Yeah.
Like, at that point. Like, it's not getting better. It doesn't get better at that point, but not for batteries.
Yeah, yeah. Without a charge cord, right?
Yeah. Without a USB port.
It doesn't get better than that.
So congratulations to Kayla and all assets, all facets of life. Because holy shit, man. I don't know how you can win anymore.
Killing it.
Yeah. All of a sudden the Olympics end and he's like, I also have the cure for cancer now. Oh, you do?
Right.
Thanks, Caleb. Shit. I was unaware, but yeah, of course, it makes sense. You and your hot wife are just curing cancer.
Right.
Losers. Losers.
No, yeah.
It's us. It's us that are losers.
I don't know. There's probably something
underneath.
Maybe like it's just like vanilla sex or something.
Doubt it.
No.
They're both professional athletes. She was a swimmer in Florida State, they said. So it was like, come on, man. Yeah. If anything, they're having better. Who knows? I don't want to speculate on their whole thing.
We don't know.
I'm proud of all
Maybe
of them.
Maybe there's like a weird thumb or a weird toe or something.
Oh, a hammer thumb like Megan Fox?
It really ruins the whole thing.
Yeah. That's why I could never be with Megan Fox. That hammer thumb
I know.
Is disgusting.
That's the only reason. I love when you do that. Like your answer to like, would you? And you're like, I couldn't get away with it.
No.
He goes, too many people know who you are. I couldn't get away with it. I'm like, that's the only reason why?
Couldn't kill you, Japes. You know, too many people would ask questions.
Not kill me.
Not kill you, obviously, but, you know, just kind of snuff you out. Just kind of snuff you out a little bit.
Or I'm like, you're like, I would never be with J-Law, right? Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
I don't, just her political stuff. Okay. I mean, or... You love me more. I don't know. You like me more. You would never.
I do love you more, and I would never do that.
Sure,
I would never do that.
Me neither. If Caleb and his robot wife ever have problems, I would never either.
Exactly. Craigers is here saying he's here for you, Jay. Craig,
thank you,
stop
Craig.
Stop giving her money. She's not. You can't buy her. Or can't? Can you?
Look, I don't want to answer that right now. Okay.
What's the total, James? What am I up against?
Ooh, what's the number?
What am I up against here?
What's Chuck Liddell's number to fight?
2 million, allegedly.
2 million. Well, that,
be a lot more.
That was... Oh, for him? Yeah. Well, look, at least we got a number out of Tim on the show, Tim Kennedy.
I think we need a screenplay and a six-month shooting schedule. How much is that going to cost, James?
Oh, to...
For you.
To just be in?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months.
6 months, huh?
Gosh, maybe $5 and a coffee? I mean, I get to leave? 6 months. No, I'm joking.
Jacob Nichols said Ross is only turned on by baby teeth.
Clearly.
Look, Jesse's.
He loves
the
baby teeth.
Just above it. Just above baby teeth. You're perfect. Like, you just made it. Any smaller, and it would have been baby teeth sitch, where it's just like.
Mm. Right. So I probably need to get that. Surgery that like pushes the gums a little bit. Over time because they will go.
No, you're good. Look, if the gums go and your teeth get longer, fine. You still have room to grow.
No, so the gums go and then the teeth look shorter.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Can you even do that anymore?
Yeah.
All right. You can get a gum surgery and just have... All right.
Your buddy Nick got one.
Who?
Nick.
My friend Nick?
Yeah.
He got a gum surgery?
Yeah.
They were too big?
They were like coming down.
No shit.
You need to like push them up. Yeah.
Yeah. I got gum surgery before.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From dipping in high school. Receded my teeth. Or receded my gums.
You dip that much?
In high school, yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro. What the fuck?
He's been dipping since he's a
baby. Yeah, were you dipping since you were 4 years old?
Yeah.
No.
Just Delco,
high school.
Bro.
Just high school. All right.
Were you Delco, bro.
Doing a half cannon there? Were you beaver dipping it, dude? Were you putting it up here?
You had the pack?
Yeah. Were you beaver dipping it? Were you putting it up top too?
We would mix some stuff, you know, just pretty much some Skull Straight mixed with some Big League Chew.
Gross.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, dude.
What the fuck is wrong with Delco?
Welcome to Delco, Pennsylvania.
No, kids. Thank you.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, where dreams go to die. My God, man. I didn't need to know any of that about your life.
Big League Chew?
Yeah, and gum surgery. What do you tell your mom after that? Hey, mom, take me to the dentist. I got to get gum surgery for all the dipping
mom,
in high school.
Dude.
I did it in like 2016, so I was here. And it's pretty much everything they did is gone already. So,
all right.
I'm all teeth now.
By the way, they're stunting us on YouTube right now.
What's that mean?
It's only gone out to like 3% of our subscribers. Don't know why. Welcome to YouTube. Yeah, we got a guy, by the way. Bob, when does that dude start? Next week?
Yeah. I think
to try to help out with YouTube.
Yeah.
If I get one more DM about I didn't get the notifications for your show, I'm like, look, there's nothing I can do. It's a weird world.
Well, actually, our social media person put like instructions on.
Oh yeah.
To where to the buttons to push to undo thing. I didn't do it, but you know.
No. And here's the weird thing. So like, I'll say this since we're going through it now. We had a conversation with Twitch about doing some stuff over there and everything else. I couldn't pull it up on the fucking smart TV or Roku or any of that stuff. Like, they don't have the apps. Mm-hmm. Each smart TV or company has got but they've got a deal with each individual one. And fuck, man, can we just go universal with all this shit? Like, what is that? Oh, that's cable. God damn it. That's just cable TV again is what we're doing. Because
right.
The fun flirty thing that I saw last night during the Olympics was Batista. Is he just going by Batista? Is that it? The wrestler? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a commercial.
He's going legit.
Yeah. He did a really funny commercial, actually. And I'm not a fan of that guy, but he did a really funny commercial for Disney Bundle. You got a little Disney Bundle going on now. Yeah, it's a little Disney Bundle.
Okay.
So for $13.99, you get Hulu, Disney Plus, and then ESPN Plus. So you should probably hop on that package, obviously.
Okay.
But when I was going through it, I was like, ah, shit. Yeah, Disney owns Hulu, and they own ESPN,
mm-hmm.
and they just buy out everyone else and just make a cable network again. Why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do it?
I know.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And even the Peacock is jamming that down your throat.
Yeah.
During the middle of the Simone Biles thing, they had a
it's not doing
hard
well.
Cut.
Yeah, they got to get every penny they can.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, during the pandemic, they fired a good portion of NBC.
Tons. Like
Universal, Comcast.
Yeah.
They pretty much moved everybody to Connecticut, to mm-hmm. whatever they have up there, and it's a very bare-bone operation.
Because I think the problem is what every other streaming did was they took off the shows that you're wanting to watch and putting them on the streaming thing. With NBC, the Peacock, they're not doing that. It's like, everything you want to watch is still on NBC, mm-hmm. but then if you want extra stuff, which nobody wants extra stuff,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's all who owns it. So Netflix came on real early and got up all these shows and all this intellectual property for a certain amount of years. Like, each contract was different for each show, and they got it for really cheap because streaming wasn't really a thing.
Correct.
They locked all these shows in, like back when people could watch Friends and The Office on Netflix and all these times. You had all your favorite shows. But then the people who own the property got wise to it, and it's like, we'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And now they're just locking it behind all the different gates, and that's why Netflix has spent so much money and gone into so much debt producing original content, because all that content's going to get removed and locked behind whoever owns it.
Correct.
Disney owns the most, and honestly probably the most evergreen content of all time with these
cartoons. And I understand that. I'm just saying Peacock isn't doing that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, Peacock needs to put, let's say, the Today Show behind a lock. So it's like, the difference is NBC, you can still see everything you've always wanted to see. What they need to do is take one of their favorite shows, like Discovery Plus did, like Disney Plus, and put it behind the paywall. That would force me
to
go to Peacock.
They are doing that. So they're making originals now. Yes.
So that's not what I'm saying.
But they recouped The Office, so they got The Office back there.
Right.
And the problem is they put that behind a paywall on their paywall. So if you go and buy the Peacock, right, after season two, you have to pay a premium if you want to watch The Office, which is bullshit. Their whole model fucking sucks.
I think that's why Peacock's not doing well, because their model sucks. Everyone else figured out, like, you take the Property Brothers and you put it on Discovery Plus, because the bitches that go to HGTV and want to see Property Brothers will do whatever it takes to see those twin dicks fixing up a house, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing, is that Peacock didn't put anything there that would force women, which is we're the ones buying the shit,
correct,
to go there because they don't want to miss their shit, right?
Yeah.
So it's not doing well. If they want to take a meeting with me, they can. Giorgio, you can come.
I'll send that email right now. Giorgio does pay $60 a month for Peacock and Fubo to watch the English Premier League.
Gross.
So they do have me on the hook.
Gross.
Well,
sorry, Giorgio.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're the one that Peacock is hanging their hat on, because no one else is going there, by the way.
Yeah, there's Giorgio and like four other people who are just diehard Office fans. They're just like, I need Jim and Pam still.
Yeah, the reason that I got it is, remember when our TV provider took off NBC?
Yep. Yeah,
so
that was a fun
that's
thing.
That's the shit they need to do. That's probably fun when they got the highest subscribers, is when NBC was taken off in certain areas.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I have to see Hoda.
Hoda.
Yeah, so.
Higgy, higgy, Hoda.
That's the thing, they just, Hoda.
Hoda, dude. Hoda. Yeah, dude. She deserves the fucking rock as well.
I think.
Get her a fucking chain, Jay-Z. Get her a chain. Get Hoda a chain, dude. Invite her to the Rock family. But yeah, they're fucked.
Figure it out.
Will they? Because here's what's going to happen. I think it's going to spill in over into other areas, and then you're going to force other shit to combine. I was looking at that SEC deal. I mean, since we're in Texas, that is the hot story now. But the Longhorns they're leaving the Big 12 now, and they're going to the SEC. It's money. And ESPN owns all of the shit. And the head of the Big 12 had to send a cease and desist to the president of ESPN saying, stop fucking with our conference because you're stealing teams because it's giving them more money. It has nothing to do with the programs and everything else. I've never seen that happen before. I was just like, oh, shit. When I looked at the numbers behind it in the article, I was like, yep, Texas and Oklahoma are gone, dude. And I knew that last week. Right. Nothing you can do. And it's going to force decisions for people's favorite things in life to go on these different streaming platforms because everybody wants to own their own little thing. And we're all going to have all the things soon. Meanwhile, Netflix is down right now because their subscribers are down. And they're like, yay, hey.
They haven't had a big thing.
Their content is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are pissed. But I look, I don't blame Netflix. I blame the pandemic for it because you weren't able to shoot that much. And we're seeing the effects of that. But look, they need to jam out Stranger Things as fast as they can.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck Ozark did. Did they just take 4 years off? Or yeah. I love that show, but
Bateman was very worried.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he stayed home and...
Oh, he was worried about COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are maybe filming now. I don't know. I forget.
They did a huge push in animation, Ross. So over the pandemic, they released a ton of anime.
Everyone.
They bought up all the rights to the video game IP.
Correct.
So all these famous video games that people liked, that all these nerds loved, mm-hmm. took the stories from that, and now they're making anime for it. Dota, Dragon's Blood was one of the big popular hits. If you guys are just ever on Netflix and see some of the anime that they push to the top 10, quote unquote,
yeah.
it's really they're just trying to get views on their own original content. But that's where they're at right now.
Well, animation is the cheapest, and you're going to see that on all the networks. So heading into the future here, that is the cheapest content to produce. I think you'll see less live action with all of it. And, you know, it's going to be down to sports and Japanese anime.
Yeah.
And then weird porn's going to get weirder, obviously.
Then I could just kill myself.
Yeah, it is. Jabes, that was dark today.
Sorry,
that was
sports
dark.
And anime only?
This is.
God dang.
Suni Lee's day. You don't say shit like that today. That's crazy.
Sorry.
That is absolutely crazy. I can't even hear that out of your mouth anymore. Damn it.
I only said one thing.
It was a lot. It was a lot to take in, Jabes. COVID, by the way, you were right. I had to wear a mask, dropping the kid off.
Yeah. I usually am.
Man, I just took everything in me. I just want you to know that, by the way.
No, I know. I know.
So, yeah. Oh, not stoked about that whatsoever. And it just feels so weird. We were like, we're doing this. And then every other kid is not wearing a mask. And you're just like, what's happening here?
Right.
What's happening? You know?
Right.
What are we doing?
We need Abbott
third
to...
Third booster shot.
To throw down the hammer.
We need a... Well, he did. I mean, to the individual people and all that other
exactly.
shit. Wheelchairs out there doing work, son.
Right.
Like, I've never been beefed up or juiced off to go and vote for somebody during a midterm election. I'll be there for wheelchair day one. Crank, crank! Let's go, dude. I might even get a wheelchair from like thrift store and roll up, dude.
He definitely found his audience for sure.
I just think he's doing the right shit, actually.
Now, he hasn't always, but now
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
So I'll forgive and forget.
You can. I want to talk about your boy, Jared Leto, today. Boy. This one hurts, and we're going to need to pull up the picture, Bob. I want you to pull up House of Gucci movie starring Jared Leto.
Oh.
Just pull up the picture for the people. If you're on audio listening to this, this is the reason why you subscribe to video. Go to YouTube for shit like this because this is so unbelievable that I thought it was a hoax. I thought it was a fucking hoax. Feel free to pull that up, Bob. House of Gucci. Nope. The movie poster itself. Come on, Bob.
Oh, there it is that him though?
No. Just pull up the movie poster. House of Gucci. There we go. Yep. Far right.
No, sir. I feel like.
Yep.
Tyler and Courtney just see this.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yep. Yeah. I'll tell you what. We got some guests in the studio. Pop around. Here's how much I hate all of the things that he does now that I come on in. Come on in behind the screen.
Can see it?
Oh, you can see it. Okay, great. Great.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
Carry on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was just so good.
Is he just the fuck? Yeah.
So also, you guys know, you say you're, anytime he says your boy, it means I fucking hate him, right? Which I do.
Can you pull up the actual poster with the words on it and shit?
It doesn't, I mean, that's good enough for
me. No, it's not. Because there's other people in this that, like, all of them are not who you think they are.
Well, that's Adam Driver.
There you
Lady
go. That
Gaga.
One right there. Nope. Yeah. That's the one. Go full screen with this, okay? All right. Gaga, right? Adam Driver, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
That last one is Pacino.
Yeah.
Jeremy Irons.
I think Jeremy Irons and Jared Leto look the most different than they normally do.
I like Jeremy Irons. However, he blends in so well with everything else that, like, I can't name a Jeremy Irons movie. I just know that he's good. And when he pops up, you're like, ah, sweet. There's Jeremy Irons. Like, what's your favorite Jeremy Irons movie, Bob?
I really enjoyed him in Kingdom of Heaven. I also thought he was a decent Alfred in the two movies he was in with Batfleck.
Oh, well, I don't watch that shit. That's why. My God, if there was anybody to bust out Kingdom of Heaven on this show.
Well, I can't think of anything more
mainstream
than that.
I love the Watchmen HBO series.
The what?
The Watchmen HBO series.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Pretty good villain in Die Hard 3 as well.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
Yeah. I just can't. He's a great actor. It's just one of those guys that kind of blends in where you're like,
Bourgeois?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's Scar.
The
yeah.
what?
The Bourgeois and Scar.
Yeah.
Scar.
Yeah. But Jared Leto here, like, the internet is obviously raging, and it's as if he called his agent and said, hey, all right, I want to look nothing like Jared Leto ever again. Can we just put as many prosthetics on me for every job and I can do the most with all of the things? And
no, I think we had said after we saw All the Little Things. Where, right? Jared Leto. Right? Or is it the little, yes. What is it?
Yeah. Whatever it is,
the
man.
Little
single
things.
Ladies.
Yeah, no. It's the one with Denzel Washington in it. But somebody on Twitter just said, Will Mavity just said, Jared, we have a potential new project for you. You'd be wearing prosthetics and makeup. Let me tell you what the movie was about. You son of a bitch. I'm in. No need to know what that movie's about.
Do I get to do the most? Can I have a limp? Can I put weights in my jacket just to feel the all of that shit? We made a list, remember? After that movie, we were like, the list of, if you had a movie with everybody, every actor that just, like, does too much, Jared Leto would be the star, obviously. And then, who else did we say? I think it was, who's the black lady that wins everything now?
Oh, Viola Davis.
It would be Viola Davis.
Yeah.
Who's good, but my God.
Yeah. She's fine.
Really good, but she does a lot.
She's good. She does a lot now.
She does a lot. It's a lot of, you know, the tears and then the snot. You know, those people that are like, this is just real. It's the tears and the snot and the yelling and the thing.
So my one question here, when I look at something like that, if you were casting this film, why not just go after somebody who's fat and bald rather than make a pretty little tiny Jared Leto fat and bold like he's in The Nutty Professor or something? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get, just why not go after a fat, bald actor? Put a fucking...
It's shitty that, like, so Jeremy Irons is sitting next to him being like, I'm that age, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm white. I'm that age. Am I really not good enough? We needed to bring in little Jared Leto to play...
Crazy.
Me? Yeah. Basically?
Yeah. I don't understand. Like... I look at that and I'm like, all right, just shave a B ring into Russell Crowe and let's call it a day. Like,
true.
Why couldn't he do it? I don't shave a bozo ring into his head and let's party. I don't understand it. But instead, it's like, oh, wait, what does the character look like? Is he super fat and bald? Great, Jared Leto.
Well, welcome. Jared Leto is one of those pranks that's being played on me by the world where everyone's like, he's so good. And I'm like, what am I? This is a joke, right? And everyone's like, punked you, right?
Yeah.
Because he's not good. He's actually never been good. Fight Club, maybe, but like he was surrounded by, I mean, when you work with Meatloaf, you're going to raise to that level.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And just, oh, I can't do it anymore. And I'm having a real hard time with Jared. Is he 50? Didn't we confirm his age last time? He's 50.
I will say people are saying he's doing Chaney like Christian Bale. I will say Christian Bale, if you can get him, you dress him up however the fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, he is that good.
Greatest goddamn actor on the planet.
That I would understand that.
Yeah. But Bale didn't dress up. Bale
he got straight up fat, right?
Tell Jared
Leto. And that's the difference.
Right.
Yeah, go down to Shake Shack, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Eat every fucking meal there and then come at me with your bullshit.
He's 49.
He's 49, yeah. I mean, not that he doesn't look great, obviously. His outfit at the UFC fight we were at was a little fucking weird. Did you see that goddamn thing?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I looked at it and I was like, somebody's like, hey man, this is Jared Leto's here. And I was like, can't be.
Oh, what did I write
no
you?
No one would. Yeah, I sent you the picture.
And what did I write you? Let
put
me
up,
see.
Put up Jared Leto from the McGregor fight.
I'm going to read the text after you pull it up that I sent you right after. And it was quick too. So I'm going to give myself I responded right away.
Oh, so good too. So good.
Tell me when this.
There it is. He's on screen right now. There you go, James.
Oh. So,
just a fun little scarf. I was like.
Just a fun little scarf.
He's not wearing the rosary as a necklace.
Oh, that's right.
Why
and
not?
An open.
Open.
It's a common thing now.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
But when he breezed by, I was like, man. This...
Oh, because you actually saw him.
Yeah, I saw him. And I was like, is that Jared Leto? Can't be. No one would wear a scarf to UFC. What? I mean, look at that thing. That is a old school Laverne and Shirley scarf.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
the
whole thing.
So you sent me that exact picture.
Close. Yeah. It was from a side angle or something. I was just like, ugh.
And I wrote back in quotes, I'll see you at the duel this evening, sire.
I laughed for 1,000 years.
Because that's what he's like, oh, I will go to the duel.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
And then I ran into
a duel in the cage.
I ran into Theo Vaughn like 10 minutes later, and it was he's as white trash and awesome as you hope. And you're just like,
exactly right.
Oh, thank God, dude. You know, that's why podcasts exist, so real people can be real people still. Where you're just like, all right, great.
Yeah.
Exactly what I pictured Theo Vaughn to wear.
Yeah.
You know?
Otherwise, it'd be a bunch of these fuckers.
Yes.
Are the only people that are able to go.
What time's the duel?
And what time's the duel? I brought my glove.
Yeah. That outfit that Jared Leto is wearing right now, he slapped his driver on the way over to the McGregor fight with a leather driving glove, and he wasn't even driving.
He might even have a pistol in his pocket.
a little Derringer.
Mm-hmm.
Just tucked in his boot. A little boot gun. Be nice. The dainty little boot gun. Ooh.
Sir?
I think the next big Vegas fight night that we go to, I think you should dress like that. As a bit.
Oh, as a bit? Yeah. Because
yes.
I think we're scheduled to go to the one September 25th in Vegas. So
is that confirmed?
I believe so, yes. We talked about it. We had a meeting about it last night. So why? Are you amped for that?
We're not amped.
I mean, I gotta let people know I'm coming back into town.
Be a
I gotta
real
get the tables
shame.
Ready.
Oh,
be a Rich Danoff.
Big Dick Danoff, yeah.
Real shame if we go back to Vegas and win more money.
He was a great wingman for you guys. All you fuckers were just gambling the entire time. It was great. Yeah. Big Dick Danoff, you're welcome back anytime. We might bring Jay Fire on this one. Yeah.
What?
Let her gallivant throughout. Have a couple days. A couple days in Vegas.
Let her out of her cage, is what you almost
we'll
said.
Go see
yeah.
Cirque du Soleil, right?
What?
No.
We'll go see Cirque du Soleil?
No.
Oh, yes.
Somebody...
Let's see. What is it? Zoom. What was that one that you saw?
Oh, Zoomanity?
Zoomanity.
Just fucking dudes.
Just hot dudes on dudes.
Holding each other.
Fucking doing air push-ups onto each other's penises.
Packages right in their face. Yeah.
Giorgio and I will go.
Just signed on for a huge residency, though. I forget who it is, singer-wise.
Adele.
Oh, it was. Yes, Adele.
I mean, it's rumored.
Barah.
I don't know if it's confirmed yet.
If Adele pops up, yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah.
That's worth it for sure. I cried for the Suni Lee thing this morning, right? And then hearing hello come out of Adele's mouth is also like, those are two things that I'm not ashamed to say.
Do you remember when we went in New York and like, so you're looking at the stage thinking that she's coming out here and we were sitting next to this wherever she comes elevated out of the
Yeah.
Crowd immediately as she comes up and says hello. Tears. And I'm laughing, being like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
no lie.
Literally, all of a sudden, they just, and I wasn't even like sad or crying. It was just her voice just forced tears out of my face.
Yes. That is the God's honest truth.
But it was also like the surprise of like, I'm looking at the stage and then she pops up right next to me.
Yeah. 2 feet away from Jesse, and we were at a bar. It was Madison Square Garden. We were at a bar underneath the thing.
Yeah.
And we pop out for drinks or whatever, and was like, oh, great. There's a stage, a little science stage or whatever.
Sure.
I was like, hello? And it was 2 feet away from you. Yeah. You immediately erupted into tears, and like, I was like, oh, my God. Yes. And you started laughing because you felt embarrassed about it, and I was like, no, I am
right there with you. Because I didn't understand it.
I'm right there with you.
It's a voice that if you hear, it's like one of those things.
It's like God calling out to you.
Or like a dog whistle for, do you know what I mean? That kind of thing where it's
no,
like the.
No, not that, but.
No, know. But where it does something to you that you can't control, right? To white older ladies. Adele is the dog whistle.
Hello.
For us.
Oh, God. Yeah, why?
Yeah, it's not the same when you do it, but.
No, it's definitely not.
Definitely not.
And she's, by the way, she's got a new album coming out. It's done. That is confirmed. She is dating LeBron's agent. That's confirmed as well. And it's going to be heavy on the divorce. The sources have said about the new album. Big shock.
I would think.
Big shock.
Why wouldn't it be?
I almost think she needed to get divorced to create a new album.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Super thin, by the way, now. Mm-hmm. They had shots of her out the other night, and I was like, holy shit.
Old news, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it's even better now, like, where you're just like, oh, all right, great. You know when you lose all the weight and you're kind of in between and it looks like...
I don't
She's
know.
She's gotten some fucking trainer or something like that.
I actually don't know what that's like, well, but I'm sure other people do.
Yeah. She looks great. It looks like a whole different human where you're just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Adele's doing it. By the way, I said this on last night's show. I wanted to tell you, Kay Clarks just got divorced. Kelly Clarkson. The husband got...
A while ago, but yeah.
Well, it was
finalized. Okay.
The husband got spousal support.
Mm-hmm. That's what she was like.
$200K a month. James, we got some sponsors that pay for the show to be on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. Everybody's talking about the new GhostBed memory foam topper. It's got a 5-zone memory foam topper in it. 5 zones, James. 5 zones. You believe that? I think there's only like 3 time zones in the United States. I don't know what the other 2 zones are. Cooling. Waterproof cover. God bless it, dude. They just keep doing it there. They've got a ghost grip elastic band that it secures the topper in place so it doesn't slide around. And then 3 inches of gel memory foam for maximum comfort. Yeah. If you go past 3 inches, you're not going to have any comfort. I can tell you that right now. Whoopsies. At ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, Earthing is 30% off in the entire store. You're getting 2 free pillows with a mattress right now. And as always, they've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So go and get yourself a new mattress set. Go and get yourself a new life. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, new to this, true to this, Amazon Music. Yes! Finally, dude. Finally. You always hear me bitch about iTunes and Spotify being the only ones with podcasts. Not anymore, Kimo Sabe. Not anymore. You're listening to this show right now. So you obviously love to listen to podcasts. Now we got a new app for it. Amazon Music. You're going to find a ton of binge-worthy podcasts, including ours. Finally made it. Finally made it to the big leagues. Amazon Music has more than 10 million free podcast episodes to listen to. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. Alexa, play Ross Patterson Revolution. Boom. Congratulations. It's in your living room and or bedroom. Okay? If you're like me, You want music on demand and ad-free, you got to try Amazon Music Unlimited. That gives you unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline, with unlimited skips. It's a big deal. I hate the skips. Can't stand them from the other apps, as a matter of fact. If you've never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, now's a great time. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. No credit card required. Just go to Amazon.com/Nooners. That's Amazon.com/Nooners to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. Amazon.com/Nooners. It renews automatically, but you can cancel anytime and terms apply. Man, I feel like a real big deal now, you know? Got my own URL at Amazon. My God. Last but not least, we've got Cardomax.com. We're sticking with Nooners on this one. We're using the promo code Nooners for the BOGO. Look, two more days left on the BOGO, I believe. That's it. Buy one, get one free at Cardomax.com. CardoMax.com. As I said at the top of the show, former president of Strikeforce. He's got his new energy drink out now. Huge fan. Same style, dude. You rip it open, you pop it into some liquid, and you're good to go. Sean Mattson's doing this, okay? Cardomax.com. With the BOGO, you're getting 15 bags, or 15 little packets in one bag, and then you can get another bag with another 15 little pack. You're getting 30 packets, bro. It's a whole month. Whole month's with a Cardomax. Buy one, get one free with the promo code Nooners. What's wrong with you, dude? Put down the gun, okay? Step away from the ledge. Put some Cardomax inside your body. Get your mind right, brother. I would highly recommend the blue raspberry and the pink lemonade. Big fan. If that's what you're going to BOGO with, I would BOGO with that one. That's just me. Go to Cardomax.com, promo code Nooners, to get a buy one, get one free offer. That is Cardomax.com. Use the promo code Nooners, and you will get a buy one, get one free on your first order. Again, it's going to end at midnight, July 30th. Got about 2 days left. So go and do it.
What the fuck, though?
What? He was taking care of the kids. She was out being a performer. I'm going to switch this on you exactly like you said, Dr. Dre.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So he's getting $200K a month forever.
You're right. I will say, who is taking care of your kids when you're working that much and doing that many shows? And
yeah.
I mean, Georgia.
People yesterday were like, dude, how the fuck does Kay Clarks have that much money? I didn't know either. I was like, man, I...
Think about it, though. Think about The Voice. Think about her talk show. Think about her tours. Think about her albums. It's, like,
look, I'm not saying she's not rich, because she is.
Sure.
But $200K a month, you're looking at $2.4 million a year.
Well, she's taking over Ellen, and I think she probably... think they were pushing that till after the divorce, but I'm sure that factored in some way. Like,
yeah.
I'm with you and you're signing this deal to take over for Ellen. Yeah. You can fucking pay me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. You can switch it if that is the case. And he's at home taking care of the kids while she's out, you know, and he's helping her build the career in that way while still being able to have kids. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot, but
it's a lot.
And as a man, I guess there's your guys' answer, because I've asked you all that. Like, would you do that? Would you take it?
Take the money?
And be like, you know, if you meet someone else, you have to tell them that you're still getting spousal support from your ex-wife.
I think
they'd
be fine with it, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. No.
How much is it? I'm sorry, how much? Can I see that direct deposit? Oh, so you're getting $200,000 a month. Yes, we're never getting married.
Right.
Keep on that train.
Right.
Congratulations.
Sure.
Because they're young. So that's a long time.
Are they young, Bob?
Yeah. I would put him at 40 probably.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Clarkson's, let me check real quick. But I'm
I
sure.
think
yeah.
she's probably, yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
So.
39, 40. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple musicians died yesterday, Jesse. I got a text about the lead guitarist from ZZ Top. Dead.
Dang.
72. 72. And then the drummer from Slipknot. I know Giorgio's.
This one I did see.
Going through it today. What do you,
are?
What are you waving to me for?
I like your coif.
Well, I once saw Slipknot perform Iowa Live, and it was at Ozfest, and the drummer was actually in this cage where he rotated upside down and drummed upside down. And I'll
you
never
know,
forget that moment.
You know who started that?
I'm pouring one out, though, Ross.
Tommy Lee. Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah. You're pouring one out. You're a big Slipknot fan?
Well, he's not my favorite drummer.
Okay.
Slipknot. So he's my second favorite drummer on Slipknot. My favorite drummer on Slipknot is the guy that plays the keg with a baseball bat.
Ah. Yeah. Big fan. Big fan. Japes, look, your laughter is not welcome here today, okay?
Sorry. Did this guy die or did he really just go home?
No.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Was he ever... Look
Nailed
at
it. Look at that.
That.
My God, man. Is it? Does he have a crown of thorns on his head?
Yeah. And his hands or nails?
Wow, that's
look
nice.
It looks good.
It's nice, yeah. R.I.P. Obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously, R.I.P. We don't look. We don't do that here. You know, we don't just make fun of dead people.
No,
yeah,
I'm not
wish,
making.
We wish them rest in power. So that's what I said to Harambe too. And I mean that for everyone else, okay?
Sure.
I really do, James.
I know. I know. And I know that you do.
Look, the people are clamoring for this. I've been clamoring for it all week. We're going to do it early this week. You have a crime corner?
Huh. Oh.
Come on, James.
I do.
You seem shocked. You're not really
I'm not ready.
Since
I'm
the people were clamoring, you can stop writing crime corner. She's going to do it. She's going to do the crime corner today.
I'm going to do the crime corner. Sorry.
I like how you have to pull it up on your phone in front of your computer, by the way.
Yeah, because
where is
I didn't
it sent
set
to?
Up my business account on my I feel like you, but I didn't set up my business email on here yet. But, okay, Crime Corner.
Wait, Anton Riska just gave us $100 saying some support from your Swedish drinking bro.
What?
Shit. Shout out to Anton.
Wow.
What up?
I knew I loved the Swedes.
I know. The best in the biz.
They just do fucking everything better.
They do. They're going to win the, for you, they're going to win the women are going to win the gold medal, by the way.
Shout out to Jack getting the brand out.
Yeah, exactly,
doing
dude.
A little guerrilla marketing in Sweden.
Oh,
Jack
that's
Mandeville.
Right.
Yeah.
He also discovered 10 ancient ruins while he was there.
Yeah, he did. Anton, I'm all in on Sweden winning the U.S. soccer women's gold. For real. On mybookie.com. I'm going to bet I hammered it. So we're good. They're going to bring that home to your country. Thank you very much. Crime Corner.
So, a sommelier charged for 3 NYC arson attacks, including rival restaurants. I get it. Love to see it. All of that. But.
Is this him, Bob? All right.
This is him. So, one-time sommelier of the year, which if anybody's seen Somm, very hard to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, your knowledge and your fibbery.
Mm-hmm.
Your confidence.
Your charcuterie.
In talking about notes of chocolate, earthy, acid.
Yeah.
Acidy, bolder.
Oh, yeah.
Front flavor forward. Anyways.
It's the grounds.
Yes.
It's the grounds.
He was apparently far too obsessed with fiery reds. Come on, New York Post. Here's the thing. I hate when they try and be the fucking comedians. It's like just... fucking tell me what happened, right? And they will go way to the like joke after joke. One time was apparently far too obsessed with fiery reds, getting charged this week in connection to a trio of Manhattan arson attacks. Caleb Ganser, the 35-year-old managing partner of a French name that I can't say, and even
give it a go, James.
La
Poubelle
Pagne de Vin Cernal.
Yeah. Yep.
Is there it's
really
great.
There it is.
Very
beautiful. Well said, Jesse. Well said.
Oh, they're saying he was a quirky 2020 presidential candidate? Is that real?
Wow.
Did he put himself on the
ballot?
Oh, this guy is intriguing. He was allegedly busted starting a fire at Prince Street Pizza. No, I know that, actually.
Yeah, so do I.
Outdoor dining shed in... Nolita in the early hours of July. Okay. Surveillance footage shows a shorts-wearing man casually using a lighter to start a fire.
Yeah.
Can we look? Now I want to know about his presidential run.
Yeah. Look up his bid for president. 2020? You don't say. How was he lighting the restaurant on fire? Just with a Bic?
Literally with a Bic.
That's great. It's a little tiny lighter.
But he did this three times. Yeah.
Did it catch a blaze or did they get him? Jesse, you're leaving out a lot of things here on the crime. Okay?
I know, because I'm just so into him actually running for president in 2020.
Let's get past that. And did he burn the restaurant to the ground? Is anyone still alive?
Three.
Did people die?
No, nobody died.
Okay.
But he was arrested on for lighting three restaurants ablaze.
Okay.
One of them being a rival restaurant of his.
Yeah. And did they actually go ablaze?
Doing the same to the other end of the what?
Did they burn to the ground? What happened there?
Things.
Okay, great.
I have some news on his presidential run.
Please.
Yeah. So he said he basically filed because it was a dream of his since third grade to be president.
I bet.
Everybody, that's everybody's dream.
He is a psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. His platform included fixing what he calls the broken food system in the country and getting back to civility in politics.
Great. Great. Okay. I'm down for all of that. How did he do?
Well, not great since he was lighting stuff on fire.
Well, yeah. Look, that's going to happen
and if
after you lose.
That's your platform. Now you're burning down restaurants.
Right. Look.
You're a crazy person.
He's a crazy person.
Guys, I'm gonna put myself in his shoes, okay? I'm going to walk a mile today, all right? If that was your dream as a child, to become president of the United States, and it didn't happen.
Right.
Obviously, you're going to be angry about it.
What would you do?
It's
yeah.
going to force you into doing some things
right.
you normally wouldn't do, like, I don't know, burn down three restaurants.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
I think the judge should show some restraint and some leniency and realize that when people's dreams are crushed, sometimes they do things that are out of character, okay? That are unfortunate.
Sure.
But if the restaurants didn't burn to the ground like I was asking for, what's the harm, you know? Just a little light skis, you know?
Right.
Maybe you just wanted to see it. Or you just want to, I'm fucking do this. I'm fucking do this, dude. It's kind of like standing on the edge of a building where you're like, no, I'm fucking jump, dude. I'd fucking jump. You don't really do it.
I think it basically the story also shows that like sommelier bullshit, presidential candidate bullshit. They're all just crazy people.
I guess.
Right?
Yes. They're all fucking nuts.
They're all crazy people. It's all a joke. Being a sommelier is not a fucking real thing.
No.
You know what I mean?
Same with being Somalian. That's...
He started some big fires, actually. One sparked a fire that the flames went at least two stories high.
What's the rating, Bob? Are we talking four alarm?
I think that
three
might
alarm
be,
blaze.
It almost got to the restaurant.
I don't think they use that anymore.
Two stories high. Shit. With a Bic? All right.
With the
Bic. In New York?
Uh-huh. Another one caused $3,500 worth of damage to their, like, it was to one of those, like, little, like, temporary COVID sheds.
Oh,
that's the picture they're showing. It's he's like, oh, you're trying to still keep your business going? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I ran in 2020 to try and help you, and you didn't vote for me. So this is what happens. I'll ruin all of it. Yeah, exactly. That's how you get votes the next year, right?
All right. So the two-story blaze, 5-6 years, okay? The fucking little shed, the COVID shed, $3,500. Let's put that in as part of the fines. And
it's
then,
just so fucked up.
It is, but
on
nobody
so
died.
Many levels.
And it's like,
And he tried to do it. It wasn't like he was just shit-faced. Like, he tried it, like, four times in 9 days before he finally got one of them caught or something like that. So
With the Bic, like, I'm telling you, I tried to light our bug candle the other night, and I couldn't even get the second one lit because it was too hot on my little finger. I know. So a Bic is an interesting choice because you do have to hold it there for a really long time. But anyways, not a sane person.
No,
clearly.
I just want, he was a somm, right? He was a sommelier.
He was a somm.
He looks exactly like you'd expect a sommelier to look.
Exactly right. Look at this.
Oh, and yeah. Pop him up there. Oof.
Looks exactly like this.
Yeah. Pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
Dickish. What I want to know, Jabes, is what kind of wine do you pair for an arson? You know, that's not in a handbook. Like, is that a red? Is it a crisp white? What do you do for an arson? What do you pair for an arson?
Well, if it's really hot, I would do kind of a Pinot Noir rosé, right?
Yeah. Something that's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to live with you.
A little pink, but not sweet and crisp.
Something that breathes.
Maybe a little bit of bubbles. And as you know.
It would have been great if he would have just had two bottles out there, like, you know, next to it, like he's burning down the building and then just pouring a nice glass of something and enjoying it. Yeah. Because if you're going to prison, which you got to know in New York that there's a camera on every square inch of New York.
Yeah.
Might as well go out in style and have a nice glass of Pinot with it.
Yeah. I agree that you drink the rosé before, because you drink rosé to get fucking shit house and light shit on fire.
Yep.
Yes.
And then afterwards, you have a glass of red, mm-hmm. like a nice deep glass of red.
Yep.
It's like evil.
Mm-hmm.
Calm the nerves. Yeah. Calm the nerves. Get that adrenaline dump.
Seeing the legs go down. Red teeth when they find you.
I'm a terrible red wine drinker. I'm one of those red teeth bastards.
Everybody is.
I am. I'm like.
I had to stop.
I can't do it in public. Yeah.
No.
I cannot drink. If I'm not on a date with her, I don't drink red wine out with strangers at all, because it's just all up in the shit, and you're just like, God damn it, man. I don't. And you're like, you got. It's nothing. It's like a rat.
I don't do that. I just let you walk around with it.
I know you do, dummy. That's
no,
why
I don't, bro.
Dummy?
Dude, A, don't call me dummy.
I don't need that shit,
don't
dummy.
Lie.
Damn, dummy.
Don't lie.
I won't do a red in public.
I won't.
Even tonight, like you and I are going to have dinner because we have a late guest that is going to be on Drinking Bros. We're pre-recording it for Sunday. And I said, yeah, the restaurant we're going to, like, I'll have a couple glasses of white. Like a goddamn adult.
White, yeah.
Yeah. I won't even have red then, you know? Come back and do a show for the people.
Can you imagine you come back just red? Hey, bud.
Just teeth open the whole time. I might as well eat five everything bagels on top of it and just get all of the shit in there and just be like, great. Here it is. Here it is, kids. Let's party tonight, you know?
Tonight,
let's party.
Tonight.
Shit, am I gonna have to wear a fucking mask to the goddamn restaurant tonight? I don't even have. I don't even own them anymore.
No,
you sure?
I haven't had it.
I was at a restaurant last night. No,
in downtown.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, the canary in that coal mine is the cafe downstairs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait.
If you don't have to wear it down there.
Oh yeah. They don't even listen to any of these shows.
They were really,
either.
Really strict, right? Yeah. All the way up
they
until.
They were one of the last people, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, then they still kind of are, but it wasn't like enforced. And so I was like, okay.
Yeah. They don't even listen to any of these shows either. So it's like, great. They're one of those people who are like, oh, podcast? Oh, that's fun. That's a fun little thing. You and your friends up there fucking having podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Podcast parties and things. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I like to do game nights with my friends too. I do puzzles. Not quite. Okay. Yep.
They look at us like losers.
Yep.
You know, like we're just at home watching no whammy over and over again, which we were.
Sure. So
maybe they're right.
Sure.
Speaking of which, all those game shows that are now coming back to life, now they're implementing like fun, flirty things to spice those up as well. We watched the dating show together with Zooey Deschanel. God damn, that
Tried.
Was awful. Was that? I mean,
I didn't get very far.
Carmen Electra was on, and you and I were like, "Holy shit!"
She looks the exact same.
Yeah,
no. The exact same.
Zach same. Crazy.
She looks the exact same, dude.
But it's weird. So Michael Bolton.
Oh, that's right. It's a fun
boy.
Little like.
Oh boy.
Oh, Michael Bolton's actually funny. Thing.
Yeah, he's like the band,
mm-hmm.
but he also like kind of cuts in and says like, you know, stilted things, and you're like, my God, we're not doing that. Zooey Deschanel, Box of Life, as always.
Sure.
Hi everybody, welcome to the thing. It's like, dude, you're
like
rich,
to hear me
Zooey.
Play a ukulele.
Yeah. Here's my ukulele, and I made
dating
some...
and or married to one of the
Property Brothers
twin penises.
I think they're engaged. I want to say.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's face it, both of them are gay, and they probably fuck. The brothers, the Property Brothers.
calm down.
That's what the property stands for. It's each other's penises.
I think you need to calm down.
It's each other's penises is what it is.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't confirm it. It's like the Donnie and Marie stitch to me where I'm just like, come on, man. You guys are brother and sister and you're both fucking. Like,
I could go down the Donnie and Marie road more than the property brothers.
Go down both of those roads. Come on. You don't think so?
I don't feel like going down any of the roads.
I don't believe they're engaged yet.
Really?
They're still just dating.
Really?
Yeah. Confirm it, Bob.
That's what I looked up.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Well, okay. They're probably fixing up a house first. You know? Nailed it. Boom. They're going to pay over asking.
They're doing shows together. And... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Property Brothers will never get you a deal.
I'm the one person, I think, in this world that hates the fucking Property Brothers.
No, I mean,
not
I don't.
Because of them as humans.
Right.
Because they're terrible at real estate deals where it's just like.
They're good at the, like, redecorating and the remodel. But one of them is has a real estate license. But every time they come back to him, like, you offered, right?
Yeah.
They were asking. $550. We told you to offer
$548.
They actually took an offer of $10,000 over. Yeah. And I just made the decision to, you know what I mean? You're like, dude, you're like, nobody what? Else what? Was even.
I didn't have money for the rest of your bullshit.
Well, they were like, was there multiple offers? Nope.
The worst.
We just figured everyone should get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just like are not good at negotiating whatsoever.
No, and the rest of their bullshit is fine. Like, it's just the negotiation up front where I'm like, oh my God, dude. As a dude in this life, I'm like, can you cut a fucking deal, Holmes? Or nobody asked you to make
they
that
deal.
They
never come back and go, they were asking $500. Yeah. We got it for you for $410 or whatever.
Ever.
It is, like,
there's never a deal on that show where it's like, hey, Property Brothers, are you guys
like
realtors as well? And you're taking that fucking 6% scrape or what? What are we doing here?
Exactly. They'll get them like $300 off on a $500,000 home.
Yeah. And you're like, and thank you.
Thanks so much. We can get a nicer Keurig.
And the way they treat it is like, guess what we did? Huh?
Guys.
$300 off.
Guys.
What was the asking price? $700,000. Oh, yeah. I'm paying $699,700. Is that? Yep. But then there's closing costs. You're only going to be $5,200 over. Huh? Welcome to your new home.
It's funny. Like, Alon is like, we should knock down a wall for a more open feeling. It's pretty much they say on
every show.
Every show. Yeah. We're going to knock down this wall. I don't know what happened back in the day.
We should all live in a garage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. This needs to be more open. We should all live in a garage. Let's knock down the walls.
But it always goes back and forth. So then it's going to go back to the style of like, let's make a bunch of tiny rooms. And you're like, well, I already knocked down
on my walls.
Let's put back these walls.
I have nowhere to put my 38 years. Grandkids.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Yeah, but the P brothers are my least favorite on that whole shit of all of it. I'm starting to like those fucking weirdos you pull up who do those shows. The cabin in Big Bear. They own a whole thing.
It's on Magnolia Network.
Oh, is it really? But what's that on? That's on something else.
It's on Magnolia Network.
And then
Magnolia is on Discovery Plus.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
But eventually, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Either way, Magnolia Network has got it figured out with their personalities and all their shits. And, I enjoy that girl and her weird brothers trying to build up a cabin in Big Bear.
In the works. Sorry, that's what it's called.
Well,
in INN.
Yes.
In the works or something.
Great
like this.
Title. Yeah, yeah, love puns. Great title. I'm all in for that shit. Even the weird ones up in, where is it, Maine, where they're redoing boat houses or, you know,
yeah,
lake houses or whatever the fuck they are. Mm-hmm. You're just like, all right, sweet, man. Mm-hmm. They're fixing up these places that are like 1,000 years old and just putting a new room on it. And you're like, oh. Because the hard factor of doing that shit is they're freezing their dicks off in Maine.
Yeah.
And every time I watch it, I'm like, oh man, that's worth it. Just have them do it. Because it is fucking cold there, dude. Cold.
Yeah.
And when you see it, you're just like, oh my gosh, it's great. We had a guy on the show for Drinking Bros a few months back who was up in Maine, bought a place up in Maine. I was like, how is it? Is it as beautiful as that show? You know, I was telling him about the show and he goes, yeah, you know, and I go, oh, is every property like 100 years old? And he goes, yes, they're 100 years. Every property there is like a 1,000 years old. And like he was talking about like weird ticks and things like out in the woods. And he goes, there's a lot of things out there they don't really tell you about.
Right.
You know, out in Maine. He goes, you see the lobsters, you know, getting chucked onto the front of the boat. He goes, you don't see the ticks and the other shit that you have to go through.
Right.
Just for living in Maine. And I was like, oh. I was like, is it just pretty kind of wild out there? And he goes, yeah, man. A lot of wild shit out here. I was like, all right, cool.
A lot of wild shit out here.
And then he said, like, you know, 3 months out of the year. He goes, it's really nice 3 months out of the year. But the rest of those 9 are going to be super fucking cold. So congratulations to everybody on that show who's building that shit, because you're going to get frostbite. And I don't know if it's worth it, you know, because those houses aren't that expensive.
In Maine?
Yeah. So the renovations they're doing are, no.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not at all.
Okay.
And the renovations they're doing, you're like, is that worth the money? I guess so, if you live in Maine, you know? Fuck. Give it a go. But they're gonna dominate the planet. If I had to put my money on one streaming thing, like Chip and Joanna, that's where I, all in. All in on Chip and Joanna. I think they could pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And get every woman there. Because it was like you were saying earlier. It's women who are buying this shit and watching it and everything else. So, yeah, Chip and Joanna, I'm all in on, by the way.
Yes.
They can pull off their own network, and I believe in them. Almost cult-like.
Cult-like, and also a pretension that is disguised as, you know what I mean? Like the rich-ass, pretentious shit. That's disguised as like, this is just what I am. This is what I've always, I just like a white marble house and a $300 apron.
Yeah.
And I like to mortar and pestle my, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, that's just like how she is. If anyone else, if you actually went to someone's house and they were doing that, you'd be like, bro, calm down.
I know.
Like, calm down.
I know.
Can we just.
Can we stop with all that, or are we good?
We just eat dinner? Like, does it have to be some.
Just like adults, can we eat some dinner?
Oh, the fresh flowers are coming out. Cool, of course. Like she's so, everyone would be like, she's so perfect.
What you need to do is put sunflowers inside your bathtub, you know?
Right.
It's like, oh, the bath, drew you a warm bath, but the sunflowers are in it. Have fun. Last thing I wanted to chat about was Gawker is relaunching. I don't know why. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Gawker was that huge, like, gotcha website back in the day, and they lost all their money when they did the Hulk Hogan sex tape, and they had to pay him out, what was it, $140 million or whatever the fuck it was. And Peter Thiel, I believe, financed that lawsuit because Gawker had fucked him over too on like calling him out for being gay before he announced he was gay or something like that.
Right.
And I had read that somebody had bought it, and I was like, why would you do this? So they're relaunching, and they're going to have a new thing today, and they're asking people to keep an open mind. No, it's Gawker. Like, what the fuck do you expect? And I know Perez Hilton is going through this shit right now, too, because he used to be the dude back in the day.
Yeah.
And after, you know, he drew dicks all over Britney's face for the 1,000th time or whatever, when the cancel culture started to creep up and the Me Too shit, they were like, oh, let's not forget all the people you fucked up in the past.
Right.
And so he's trying to climb back out of that hole right now as well. And I don't think either one of them are gonna make it.
Well, it's kind of war. So do you remember the Dirty?
Oh yeah. Do they still do that?
So what's his name?
Nick?
Nick Ritchie.
Yeah.
They don't, but he had, in a way, you can kind of thank him for all of this stuff that's even going on with Facebook, where back in the day, you were able to just say whatever. Then the lawsuit started coming. Then it went as far as Facebook, where they are essentially not responsible for what other people post on their platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they had to do all the lawsuits for that. But the Dirty was the first to go through all of that and went through like 10 different lawsuits to make sure that you can have a platform that you own and you aren't responsible for what people put on there. Now, with Gawker, you know, the Dirty got sent the Hulk Hogan thing as well, but he had been through enough lawsuits that he knew that you don't put it out on your site, you're going to get sued, right?
Right.
You just sort of like hold on to it, send it to whoever, but Gawker did it in the completely wrong way and then lost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if they are kind of, they held on to it until rules started to change as far as what you can do, as long as it's not you.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Mm. Either way, I don't see people going back and cranking it up again, you know?
One of my friends and one of our old interns actually wrote a troll article that was one of the last articles on Gawker.
Really?
And it was called, I believe, Papa John's is the best pizza in Chicago.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And he upset a lot of people.
I'm sure.
Man, that's great. Who's to say it isn't?
Who's to say?
One
Who's
man's
to say?
Trash is another man's treasure. You know, a little BJ out there in Chicago. Deep dish. No, I'll take a Papa John's, please. I'll take that garlic sauce. I don't need that deep dish fucking up my life.
I mean, don't come for me, but I don't love a deep dish.
I like the Chicago.
The traditional deep dish? Don't.
Come on. The one, that place we go to outside of Wrigley Field?
I get the thin crust, bro.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You fucking dirtbag.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't like the sauce on the top and the cheese under the thing and a pie. I'm sorry.
I'm with you, Chicago peeps, dude. I'll eat that shit
You're
with
come
you.
Come for me. Come for me.
Yeah. You can come for You're supposed to be the chef, you know? Appreciate good food cultures.
I've tried it. I don't have to like everything that I've tried. I don't love a tradish deep dish.
You pulled down your pants and you took a shit all over the people of Chicago with that statement, okay?
I like so many other things that you guys do.
I hope they're not in the chat right now because that is just, you've gone too far today. You know
what? We'll see.
No, no. We're going to turn off the show, okay? That's what you did. I've had enough today, Jesse.
It's a casserole, right? I'm a thin crust girl. Look, I'm getting so much support, me and Simone.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're getting so much support. Thin crust all day.
Gross.
Deep dish is hot garbage.
Gross. I look.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, Salty Gator.
And so is Chicago.
Salty Gator's like, it's so Chicago. Now is when it turns. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Hitler was a brilliant man.
We stand like,
whoa,
with Jesse.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I can go all day. We stand with Jesse. Deep dish. I mean, come on.
We stand with Jesse.
Yeah.
Let's invite
a New York slice. Absolutely. Dish ain't my favorite, but I've eaten at least three average lifetimes worth of pizza. Okay. Thin crust for life. Now you're getting weird, you guys.
In the opening paragraph of his article, he says, here's the thing, though. Chicago pizza actually sucks and is bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, those are fighting words in Chicago.
I'm sorry, but it's like, yeah.
I love it.
What about hand toss? They'll do a hand toss as well as long as it's well done. Thin for the win.
Yeah.
Philadelphia cheesecake. I mean, calm down. Chicago pizza is trash.
Thin for the win. I like. And I can see that on a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
thin for the win.
Yeah. Like a faded blue, maybe 80s retro style T-shirt, thin for the win.
Yeah, and then is it me taking a shit on a Chicago deep dish?
Yeah, that's another shirt.
Maybe on the back.
And then I can get a thick for the dick shirt, you know, with my thick crust. Yeah. Where it's just me holding a piece of dough and then the old Sex Life Netflix dong next to it, you know? Yeah,
right,
thick
right,
for the dick.
Right.
But yeah, you really just
If you like deep dish, it's basically a bread sandwich with bread in the middle, like Giordano's. I think that was where we went.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's outside of Wrigley. It's outside of Wrigley Field. I love it.
It's still better than Emo's.
Emo's, what's that? Uno's?
Thin crust pizza, St. Louis style. It's the goat. It's the
you're from St. Louis?
Are you from St. Louis? Bro!
I've been there, dude.
Me too, brother.
Emo's.
Emo's. I've heard.
It's in America.
So I've heard Emo's. I will say. And Emo's? I have not tried it. So I've heard it's
Where
the
is
best.
It? Where is it?
St. Louis, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've never heard St. Louis be like the fucking hotbed of food.
They've got some.
What else do they have there? Ribs?
No.
Yeah, I mean the
St. Louis style ribs.
Toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli, I've heard.
Okay.
Emo's pizza. One. I've heard a gooey cake. Like
gooey butter cake.
Gooey butter cake, which I've actually made. Obviously not as good, but so fucking amazing.
Sure, you're pretty fun good. I would say the pizza is probably the more acquired of the three, but like who doesn't like deep fried
ravioli, and basically what's like a brownie, but like butter and sugar. Nah. It's pretty fucking
with
good.
With no chocolate, it's just like cream cheese and butter and sugar and like
what do they
crusty
call that?
Top
gooey
butter,
cake.
Gooey butter cake.
I mean, please, it's in the name.
Congratulations, the name. St. Louis.
Right?
Gooey butter cake.
And then I think they also have like a chili on spaghetti situation.
That's Cincinnati.
Oh, so sorry about
that. Yeah. So that I can shoot that one down. I'm not a Skyline chili guy at all.
Currency Diner in St. Louis definitely does chili mac, which is chili on top of spaghetti, way form is mac and cheese. So the name kind of confuses me.
Right, but I didn't know if it was of the region.
Shitting through a screen door.
Sure.
You were there, actually.
I know, that's what it made me think.
We did a movie, and we were... One of the stops was St. Louis in this movie, and the director was like, oh, man. Every city we went to, he had to try, like, their dish or their fucking disgusting food. Mm-hmm. And we went to that diner, remember? And he got the chili on the spaghetti there. And I go, it looked like a plate of diarrhea.
He always got the worst shit, like,
this director,
before filming, too.
Yes.
And you're like, bro, we need to get through the day.
And I go, hey, man, we've got a long fucking day. I can't have you shitting every fucking hour because we have to shoot a movie. Remember on the way to Joshua Tree, we were about to shoot a sunset scene at Joshua Tree, right? You get one shot at that.
Right.
Where was he? In the fucking bathroom for 45 minutes, dude. Barely got the shot.
Right.
Barely. It was a one-take wonder at the end because he was shitting on the side of the highway up to Joshua Tree. Oh, he had to have the thing at the fucking thing. And it's just like, dude, we're eating food at a gas station, bro.
He's one of those guys, he goes to a restaurant and he'll ask is it of the region?
Yeah.
Dude, whatever. Just fucking, we need to go.
Yeah.
So we started just doing drive-through and fucking Subway and being like, just get whatever.
And somebody, one of the crew members asked me, like, hey man, are we short on money? Like, are we short on the budget? And I go, no.
No, we just can't have him sitting down asking the waitress if it's of the region.
Yeah, I go, I'll give you the money that we would have spent on the restaurant. I just can't have this guy shitting anymore. Dead serious. And so like we took him out for a really nice meal in New York City, remember? I was like, look, when we get to New York, I'm gonna take all you guys out to the best fucking dinner of your lives. I apologize. I was like, I just can't have this director shitting anymore. And so we went and
where'd we go?
That steakhouse. It was so fucking good. Salt or SLK or whatever the fucking name
of
it was.
BTK.
No, BTK is the killer. That's the serial killer. Okay.
It's BLT. Yeah.
It's great.
Not BTK.
We took everybody out there and I apologized to the crew.
Sure.
And the director was like, where'd you guys go tonight? And I was like, nowhere.
Just got a dog. Olive Garden. Side of the road. Yeah.
And Times Square. No big deal.
Yeah. The crew wanted to have the real New York experience and get a pretzel and a dog. So that's all we did.
God, I could smell it in his clothes. Whenever somebody shits that much in real life, you can smell it in their clothes and you're just like, God damn it, man. I can't do this. I can't fucking do it, you know? Beautiful way to end the show. yes. Love ending it on super down notes like that. But you can make it an up note by going to iTunes, rating the show a 5-star, and leaving a quick review. It's the only thing that the advertisers care about. Who else? Who cares about them? Advertisers, Apple.
Basically Apple to get on the charts that you can't even find the charts anyways, but
whatever, ma'am.
And then make sure to check out the Truff giveaway.
Yes. Tell everybody again what the Truff giveaway is.
So anyways, you are going to Truff, buy something, buy just like one of the sauces. You don't have to buy the variety pack or whatever. Use the code
RPR 15% off
and then tag Ross Patterson Revolution, Instagram, of something of you using the sauce, cooking with it, what you like to, a video, whatever you want to be like, I love Truff. This is how I use it. And Truff actually personally is going to send you the variety pack.
Look at this.
So someone was like, I need to buy a variety pack to get a variety pack. No. Right?
Look at this.
Just get
kids.
Something.
Look
use
at
Use it.
This.
I would suggest getting the hot sauce.
It's the best. I love it.
And then let Truff send you, the variety pack, as well as $250 gift card to Mountain Primal Meat Company. According to all of us, more importantly, Dan Holloway, the Meat Queen, it is the best meat that you can get for the best price delivered right to your house. So
you can get bison, you can get elk, Joe Rogan fans, you can get some elk in your body. Yeah.
I will say someone, it was triggering, but someone on the Instagram was like, wait, I have to buy Truff to get Truff. Yes, but then you're also going to get $250 worth of mountain
of
primal
meats.
Meat as well as the variety pack.
Yes.
So
yes.
You buy a little Truff, you get a bunch of Truff and some meat. I don't know. Basically just tag Ross Patterson Revolution. We'll be picking, I think, August 3rd, we will announce who won.
We will.
And we'll announce it on social and on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And our social media girl will get all of your information to send you that stuff.
Correct. And it's well worth it. And then also, because that's August 3rd, I think August 2nd, we find out if we're going to the Field of Dreams game in Iowa.
Schofield.
So
Craig.
Craigers.
Be on the lookout.
Schofield. We'll find out. There's like a raffle for it, I guess. I don't know. I had to lie and say that I lived in Iowa. It's like, motherfucker, if I get those tickets, I'm going to Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to not go.
Yeah, so I'm going. And then I just want to have
a
catch.
Is that a COVID thing, or do they always do that where they make you be of the region?
No. This is a one-time special event. We're only doing this once.
No, but I'm saying is, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because, so I asked. Because
it doesn't seem like
I asked Bill Schofield. I was like, hey, dude, what's the fucking story with that? And he goes, it's the airport. So I guess you fly into Des Moines, it's like a 3-hour drive, or you can fly in Chicago and it's like a 4-hour drive just to get to the stadium, wherever that is in the middle of Iowa.
Got it.
Never been there. Still can't confirm that it exists, so I don't know, but I know Bill Schofield and I trust him.
Right.
So yeah.
And Craig.
And well, Craig doesn't live there, you know?
Well, he has some kind of ties because he's always saying
he
that
does,
it's a real place.
But
okay.
He doesn't live there anymore. So
okay,
apparently
okay.
That place wasn't that special for him to live. Okay? He moved away, took his bride somewhere else. They're going to raise a family in another state that is way, 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 way far away from Iowa. So that will tell you what he thinks of Iowa. Okay?
Okay.
But if we go there, I'm going to have a catch. Okay? Just want to have a catch with my dad. That's it.
You will, and I can make that happen.
Yeah. So hopefully we get it, but we'll find out August 2nd, and then Truff giveaway August 3rd. And it's like, dude, that is two dicks touching midair, full bone, Suni Lee.
Bing, bong, boom.
Suni Lee tonight. So,
bing, bong.
I'm in. USA does it again, kids. Number one. That's it. Number one. I don't even care about the rest of it. We're number one. Jabes, so let's fucking rage tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Greg, yes, you're a poser. You're a fucking Iowa poser, dude. You don't live there. Take your bride back to the state that you belong in, okay?
And
if
thank
not,
you to Tyler and Courtney for stopping by. Stay tuned for the news.
Shit, dude. Goodbye, everyone. I'm not afraid of the dark.